It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, there's a danger in lying, and there's a danger in lying about FEMA and the money. And there's a couple of lies going on concerning FEMA and the hurricanes, and these lies are made up. There's no evidence. There are no facts that back this up. So it's made up. And if you want to prove me wrong, prove me wrong. But the evidence is made up. Now you can find bogus sources that will tell you it's all true. But again, take a look at the sources. They might look official, but they're not. One of the lies is that the Biden administration is trying to get people to leave their property. They want people to move, to leave. And so the Biden administration has been directing hurricanes, and they directed Hurricane Helene to hit North Carolina. The idea of directing a hurricane from the Gulf of Mexico to hit North Carolina is ridiculous. It would have been a lot easier to go in from the Atlantic, but this is the lie. And apparently, according to this conspiracy theory, the government wants to mine and control the supply of lithium. Lithium is used in electronic devices and in the making of batteries. So with all of the electronic devices, electric cars and things like this that are on the market, lithium is valuable. But the government wants to get a hold of this, control it, and mine it. And there's a lot of this in North Carolina. And they want to chase people off their property. They want people to feel like they can't be safe, and so they have to leave. Another lie is that FEMA's running out of money. And relative to that, FEMA is taking money away from Americans that need money because they were hurt by the hurricane, and they're giving it to illegal immigrants. Whenever you hear about anything involving illegal immigrants coming from Trump, you need to question it, because he has been known to make up a lot of stuff about illegal immigrants for the purpose of getting elected. But I thought this was a particularly sad story. It's involving a man in North Carolina, and he's blaming former President Donald Trump for his father-in-law refusing to get help from FEMA. And he's refusing to get help from FEMA because of the conspiracy theories. The man is identified as Anthony. He called into the Dan Abrams show on Sirius XM, and he revealed that his father-in-law in Asheville, North Carolina, refused to get help from FEMA. Now, why did he refuse to get help from FEMA? Well, he refused to get help from FEMA because of the rumors and the misinformation leading this man to believe that FEMA wants to help you because they want to get information and they want to take your house. And once they get information, they're going to take your house away from you. That's the word that's out there. Now, this is being used to scare people to vote for Donald Trump. It's not true. And I just think that this is reckless. And it's really, it's a cheap way to win the election. If you can't win the election on truth, then you don't deserve to win. If you have to lie to win the election, you don't deserve to win. And so the man believes that if he accepts this money that FEMA would owe him because of, you know, damage from Hurricane Helene, that they're going to have information and they're going to get him to leave his house. They're going to take his house from him. And so because of the misinformation, this man's not getting help. And the burden falls on the family. And so, I mean, this is really sad. I mean, FEMA's got the money. They're offering to give it to him. First of all, if FEMA didn't have money, why are they offering to give this man money? If FEMA is taking money away from Americans and giving it to illegal immigrants, why is FEMA offering this American man in North Carolina, why are they offering him money? So, you know, again, vote for Trump, vote for Harris, vote for whoever you want to vote for. But I just think it's important for us as Americans to recognize and call out the lies. We should not accept the lies like they're nothing and like they don't really exist.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.